So what were you going to ask me that you got all interested in?
We were talking about your website, and you said there's like hate mail and stuff on there.
Oh, I get great hate mail.
What? What's it about? In regards to what?
Great hate mail. Well, I got a flood recently because somebody went on Joe Rogan's website and asked him about me, and then he said that the force was weak with me, basically saying that I'm not, you know, all that.
What does that mean? The force?
You know, the Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The force is weak with him.
What is he trying to say?
Whatever. That I suck. And so then he put a link to my website, so a bunch of his fans came on the website and, like, just put a bunch of hate mail on there. And I had to school him because I've been doing comedy longer than him.
Right, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
If anybody took anybody's style, it wouldn't be me, him. It would be him, me.
Right.
Because
right.
I was the one with HBO specials in 1994. Right. Nobody knew who Joe Rogan was in 94.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, and yeah. Loco Slam in 93. Nobody knew who he was. And Comedy Compadres in 92. And Star Search in 91.
Star Search. Oh. Get out of here.
Star Search champion in 91. Thank you very much. Yes.
Four stars from the judges.
So I'm just saying. Yeah. Hey, I won. That's all that matters, Whitey. Why you got to bring a beater down, dude? Why you got to bring me?
Did you get 3.5 stars?
Hey, I got the championship, bitch. How about that? Why got like technicalities?
You know, even if no one showed up, he still won.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, no, but I'm tired of it, dude, because I've been nice to that guy all the time.
Yeah.
And that dude, you know, what happens is we go to the Comedy Store, right, where I haven't been in years.
Right.
And everybody walks around saying Joe Rogan is the man.
Right.
Right? But they're saying that because they haven't seen me.
Right.
So then I go in there and I show them what can be done, and they walk around and go, oh, my God, everything I heard about Carlos is right. That guy is sick. Nope. I mean, I'll walk into the Comedy Store, dude, after legends walk in there.
Right.
At like 1 o'clock in the morning in front of 12 drunk people.
Sure.
And I'll get a standing ovation.
Right.
Because I love that place. Sure. I mean, it just, dude, it just, oh.
Yeah.
And then all the comics walk. That's where I got the nickname The Punisher.
Right.
I got the nickname The Punisher because who was in there? Oh, yeah. Chris Rock was on stage.
All right.
And I was with some buddies. And they were like, man. Chris Rock is unbelievable.
They're all like creaming their pants over Chris Rock.
Yeah. And I went, he's great. He's awesome. And I disappeared. And I told the guys, I want to go on after Chris. So I went on after Chris, and I just destroyed the room.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, all the comics were like, that's the guy. That's the guy, man. He's the one. The Punisher right there. And so, he steals other comics material.
That we've heard a lot.
Now, yes.
Put these rumors to rest.
Well, we get comics that come in here and have made those comments before.
But they make them because they can't explain why I'm funnier than them.
Right.
So whoever said that?
Well, is that part of Joe Rogan's shtick with you, though? Didn't Joe out Dennis Leary on Howard Stern and all that? I think that's what happened.
See, those guys want to put me down because they got nothing. They got nothing on me.
Yeah.
They got nothing on me.
So then they just throw that out there.
Here's how I could prove it to you. I mean, to anybody. I don't have the time to steal other people's material if I wanted to.
Right.
Let's just theoretically say that I wanted to steal other people's material. The past 10 years, I've been doing the road 50 weeks a year.
Right.
50 weeks a year.
So you don't have time.
I couldn't be in two places at the same time. If I wanted to steal your act, I couldn't.
So why are guys like Joe?
And secondly, they can't do my jokes.
So why are they saying that? Why are they making these comments?
Because that's the only way they feel better about themselves. That's the only way they can explain why I do better than them.
Why aren't they saying it about other comics, though? Why you?
Because those other comics aren't that funny.
It's true.
You're right, actually, Frank. It was Joe Rogan to Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
And Dennis Leary actually came out and called him out on it.
Yeah.
And Joe just cowered.
Yeah, why is Joe all of a sudden determined that he's the arbiter of comedy and he's going to put everybody in check? What's up with Joe?
Because I don't know, man. It's insecurities. It's like, look, when I go on stage, okay, this weekend, for example, I'm going on stage with 11 other comics.
Okay.
We're doing 12,000 seats in LA, 20,000 seats in San Jose, California.
Right.
All right. So we're doing this huge venue. I'm telling you right now that from a competitive standpoint, I want to be the funniest guy on that stage.
Just like
I want to kick everybody's ass.
It's just like everybody in radio that does morning radio. They want to be the funniest show, the most popular show. Sure.
But at the end of the night, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it's all about putting the effort forth.
I think the force is with you, Carlos. Don't listen to that Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the dude.
Don't listen to him.
You want to hear the greatest story? Here's the greatest story. Here's the greatest run-up story to that.
All right.
Joe was on stage two Fridays ago, and then I went on after him.
Oh, boy.
And he got off stage, and he was just, like, watching me. Pacing, and I could see him like look in the back of the room, and then I'd get a huge laugh, and he'd walk out. Then he'd come back and get a huge laugh, then he'd walk out. And then I got off stage and I left. And the next day, I got a phone call from some of the comedians, and they're like, "Dude, we don't know if we fixed it, but we made him admit it." And then So here's what they did. Uh-huh. They sat. He was talking smack about me, and they said, "Dude, you can say whatever you want about him, but you know what? He doesn't steal people's material. He's great. And you know what?
Right.
He kills. And you have to admit that. You can say you hate him. You say you don't like him. But you have to admit that he kills." And he was like, "I will not admit that." And they're like, "You have to, dude. You have to admit that he kills." And they're like, we talked to him for an hour. And at the end of an hour, he finally said, All right. I admit it.
All right.
He said, and they quote that he said, "Fine, he kills. I don't know how he does it. I can't explain it, but he kills." And then they all just walked away, and I was like, "Yes, I am the Punisher." And then I whacked off. The comedy gods shine upon thee.
That's why it gets a standing ovation, actually.